This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
The murder of Ellen Greenberg, that's what I'm calling it. That's what I've always been calling it, because you can't stab yourself when you're dead unless you're part of The Walking Dead. And as far as I know, Philadelphia doesn't have the outbreak that we see on the television show yet. But apparently, according to them, it can happen. You can stab yourself after death if you're to believe this official story that Ellen Greenberg committed suicide many, many years ago. Her parents finally, after arguing this to lower courts, had said, "We can't hear your case. You're the parents. Who are you?" Going to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania now going to decide if that court can hear that case. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. This has been such a ridiculous case for so many years, and I don't need to go through all the details of everything here, but the cliff notes are stabbed 20 times, 10 in the back, 10 in the front, roughly, some post-mortem, some in the head, two different knives, by the way, and no investigation done. It was ruled a suicide after the family of the fiance and some high profile and high money people had a chance to talk with some of the detectives, changed it from homicide to suicide within 24 hours, and no investigation was ever done. And everybody just went on their way and pretended, oh yeah, totally logical that she killed herself. Supreme Court's going to hear arguments now of if this can go back to the lower courts to be challenged. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, one thing that strikes me, first off, just everyone's common sense intuitively would tell you that it's so unlikely that she actually committed suicide under these circumstances, in my opinion. I just don't see how, like, physically you can stab yourself in the back 10 times as you're actively perishing from other stab wounds you inflicted on yourself. That part doesn't make sense.
And switch and a knife. Switch a knife in the middle of that, too. Switch a knife while doing this.
Very peculiar, raising a lot of eyebrows. And then there's also a bizarre legal issue with the court that might make a determination on whether this was a suicide or homicide. And courts don't usually make that determination.
No. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania only hears cases that they believe, have a chance of making some real difference beyond just that case in the public sphere and in future cases and in past cases.
Yeah, right. And it's my understanding that Greenberg's family is sort of asking the court to hear evidence and decide on whether this was a homicide or suicide. That's a fact-finding thing. Those are things that juries often decide. Coroners can give their opinion, medical examiners can give their opinion, and then the jury decides whether to believe it or not. But to put a judge in there making that decision, judges usually decide on the law, but not on facts.
Well, they've been stuck in this ecosystem that seems to protect itself over and over and over without ever looking at the facts. It's basically they've been going in saying, look, I mean, come on, this is obvious stuff here. And it's just la, 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 la. We're not going to hear you. We can't hear you. Can't hear you. Got to go somewhere else. And nobody could hear them. That's why it's always good. That's why it's gone all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And what's going to happen here is either they're going to say, yes, you can challenge this at a lower court, or no, you can't. And if they do say yes, it goes back to the lower court again, which I suppose the lower court in that ecosystem again could say, yeah, we'll hear you. Come on in, talk. Hang on. We got to put these headphones on. Oh, you're done talking? Okay, yeah, we still feel the same way. I hope to God that's not what happens, but it could happen. This is just so baffling. How are we in a situation like this where there is so much evidence and so much suspicious activity here that no one just simply wants to look at it?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I think it illustrates kind of a hole in our criminal justice system where, something happens and then the police make a determination, oh, this was a murder, or oh, it wasn't. And then the family is aggrieved and they're saying, hey, you made the wrong call. We've got to have someone else take a look at this. Well, who else takes a look at it? The courts don't usually second guess, an officer's determination as to whether this was a murder or not. So there isn't a great recourse for someone in the position of Ellen Greenberg's family. That's why they've gone to the Supreme Court and it's kind of their last resort. And I think the court is maybe recognizing, hey, what else, what other recourse would a person have other than coming to the highest court in the land? Maybe it's our job to do something on this.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.